爱读书读过，鱼与熊掌呢不能兼得。耶稣都一样教导，一个人可以侍奉两个主人。耶稣讲的昨天的比喻呢，叫我们善用财物，使能够进入天国的宅门。其实当年我读中二的时候呢，同班同学一个，他住在钻石山里面那些，即是当年呢是那些木屋区的。咁佢每日呢就踩单车返學，个同好肥好大嘅。咁有一日呢落雨，好似今日咁，佢踩单车斜路，佢就转弯一度呢就扑低。咁冇乜事嘅，但因为伤口呢就感染到呢啲破伤风菌，结果入咗医院一个礼拜就死了。咁呢个我所记忆嘅同学之中系第一位入天国之门，冇人谂到将来系点样。但天主早不嬲都俾我哋一种信号，身边人嘅离世都系提醒我哋，每个人都有一个归宿。今夕吾躯归故土，他朝君体也相同。这些信息无论是当年是细个的，或者今天成长的年老的，我们每一个人都有一个归宿。圣保禄提醒腓立比人书说，赖住基督我能够应付到一切。他后个背后就是说，无论环境顺逆疾病健康，我都咁高兴，有嘅感恩，冇嘅更感恩，因为重要嘅你个心喺边度？你个心喺基督里边嘅时候，你得到一切。如果唔系嘅时候，就算占有全世界，为佢灵魂有咩益处呢 ？So the Philippians, Paul is giving us a very encouraging message.With Christ, He is the one who empowers us. We are nothing. We are all called in a different way. But St. Paul encourages us to be happy in all situations, whether we have or don't have. It's the same. Otherwise, we are just like the gospel. We depend on things.Not him. Depends on we have, then we enjoy. That's not the way. Whatever we have or don't have, if it is God's will, just the same. It's a way of our consecration. If we take care of, we consecrate, but still we yearn to the things. That's why Jesus says, we cannot serve two masters. Either you love God or you love the world.